97.3, Sarah Name Alice's Morning Show, No Name Out, this week with the little baby, Kevin Smith, doing us the honor of sitting in, bringing his friend Alanis Morissette to the table.
We just had, we had Alanis Morissette in the hizzy,
and Kevin Nealon.
We just had Kevin Nealon in the place. I mean,
he's a Cobbs all weekend long.
It's all happening here at Alice 93 in the morning.
It's certainly.
What's happening?
What is that?
Traffic.
That is correct. It's brought to us by Bauer Trench and 1-800. Thanks to Bauer for all the nice wheeling and dealing they've been doing with us. Bringing them ever to go.
Great. Accident off 101 past 85. Solo spin out two right lanes above the south 288. Accident in the left lane. It's backed up out of Hayward south 880 before industrial. There's the second lane from the left. He's there running a truck. So it's going to be slow. Bay Bridge, one at the island. Trucks in a car in an accident. Second lane is blocked. It's backed up through the tunnel. And at the toll plaza, the metering lights are on. It's backed up beyond the Sipes overpass. Both directions of the Nimitz slow. Southbound heavy from 10 to 92. Head through Hayward. And then the northbound Nimitz slow from 38 all the way into Oakland past 23rd Avenue. Westbound 24 stop and go leave Walnut Creek from City past the crossroads. Stall for the San Mateo Bridge westbound just before the top of the high road. Right lane. No traffic backed up there. And if you're heading out to BART, they are running on time. Traffic's brought to you by Verizon Wireless. They never stop working for you. Verizon Wireless, call 1-800-256-4646. That's 1-800-256-4646. Weather showers off and on, highs in the 50s and 60s. It's 9:09. I'm Kathy. That's Bay Area traffic with Alice at 97.3.
Have a great couple weeks, Kathy. I'm sorry I missed your last hour. I was in the middle of a big interview with Aisha Tyler, Alanis Morissette, Kevin Nealon, of course, Kevin Smith.
Kathy, this is it for me. So I guess this is the last time we'll speak until
forever.
Back.
Any final words? Any departing words for each other? Go ahead. You start, Kevin.
I love the Incredible Hulk hitchhiking music.
Kevin.
Kathy, without you, I would have had a lot more time on the air.
That's right, Kevin. I apologize for interrupting your precious air time.
We need you.
And
we
I'm sorry for my trivial traffic reports.
No, that's important to the people of this great city.
Yes.
My shenanigans talking about chips and how they eat people's feet, that's nothing compared to you letting people know the best route to get to work. So I was always kidding you. We need you. Gives me time to actually go to the bathroom.
Well,
drop
thank
kids
you.
Off at the pool.
I'm glad. I'm glad I've been able to do that
We're
for you, Kevin.
Them.
Browns at the Super Bowl.
We're
thank you, Kathy.
Them.
I'll see you next time I'm here.
Love you, Kat.
It's been an honor. Love you.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's been an honor.
Hear that?
Wow. An honor.
Wow. I'm honored as well.
She is crazy.
You are?
She waited till the last day, and then she hit me with a lot of love.
I'm just this thing down the street
who's honored
gets crapped
to
on.
Share this mic time with you.
You know, I was feeling good, and then you played the crapped on line.
Mm-hmm. You know, before we get to the movie reviews, everyone.
Oh, hey, Hooman and Marcus.
Hey, and by the way, you guys... it better be the best one ever.
And short.
I mean, you
got that vote of confidence from Maddie when I was out there. Well, you guys, you might as well not even come on. You might as well not even come on.
And it's like, what? And
hey, did everybody forget that I work here, too? I'm just asking that.
Sadly, too.
Kevin was like, you know, I'm sorry I took your gig, Marcus.
Sadly, you don't have great movies to review this week.
Apparently
either.
Not. Mm. I felt like, you know, Tuesday came, and then Wednesday, it was like... Bobby Ewing was in the shower.
Again, I know,
did
dude,
that not happen?
Marcus stepped right in, and then right at the last possible minute, Kevin Smith calls in and takes over the gig.
Stolen.
And I'm sorry I couldn't turn your phone calls.
The black ass news gone. I mean, what the
I
hell?
I know, the black ass news is really funny.
Is that what it was called? The black
well, it's
ass
the half ass news normally, and then Marcus came in.
Look, this is my first time at the barbecue. I've been here 3 days. I know it's the half ass news, and I understand
became the black ass news.
Again, that day didn't even happen. It just didn't happen.
It happened. You were awesome. Are you kidding?
It was a low point.
Thanks.
White man.
It's
going to
get lower
sir.
Right now.
Yeah,
white movie
white
you,
man
baby.
Is just keeping you down, sir.
I just want to...
have 2 minutes.
No, hold on. I gotta
We gotta play game with Kevin.
I know, but hold on. I gotta say something. Whoever put the balloons in the banner downstairs, it's gone now, but claim responsibility. We want to know who put
that up
there.
Somebody hung up earlier this,
what
this
crazy
morning.
Person.
We spoke about it. They hung up a Volgerthon banner championing or
and a nicely
Volgerthon,
made one.
As if it was happening here.
Right.
But it was really touching, and large balloons, not like the standard balloons, like balloons that... You know, when the astronauts drop out of the sky in the capsule and they got the balloon.
Not quite as big as that, but,
you
know,
big.
Big.
It's
big
nothing
balloons.
That, like, you know, the Virgin guy could sail around the world in, but they were large balloons, larger than normal.
Right.
So if you did that.
Like the ones that you hit, you put the little rubber band on them, you go, peek them.
Way bigger than that.
Yeah, big.
Way bigger
than
that.
Call us.
4 feet diameter.
These balloons, what I'm getting at is they were big. Can somebody please claim credit for it?
Yes.
800-400-1997.
Human, do your joke, because it was good.
It was probably Hamas.
I like that.
You know, claim responsibility.
I get it.
Okay.
All right.
It's movie time,
Charlie.
Isn't it? Guys, what am
Hold
I going to
Hold on, wait a minute.
Should I go see
Just
this
quiet
weekend?
For a second. You're going to hear the best production the station has. Charlene, if you please.
At a station where nitpicking is the norm and no one is ever satisfied, one Negro carries the torch for an entire race at the feistiest station in the entire nation. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for the Sarah and No Name show to climax. It's time for the movies review, starring Homan and Marcus.
Now, wait a second.
Thank
Dude,
you.
Maddie told you had 2 minutes to do it. That was like a minute and a half for the intro. I mean, it's a wonderfully produced intro, but
that was a minute of glory.
I like
eight,
it.
8 seconds.
Hey, Marcus, who's this brought to us by?
This is brought to us by Salsa Tequila. This year, lose a poinsettia and get some blue agave instead. Salsa Hornitos Tequila, made from 100% blue agave nectar, is the best way to turn up the heat on your holiday parties. Get lost with Salsa.
Gentlemen, holiday party.
By the way, that's Christmas coffee.
Yeah, that's all they've given us.
Gentlemen, never mind.
I change it every time we do it.
You're wasting
your
time.
Let's go. No, because Memorial Day is coming.
What movie should we go see this
week? All right, beautiful people. This week, opening up one of the three big movies is The Pacifier, starring Vin Diesel. Now, in this film, he's hired to protect a family, kind of like a... What was that Michael Keaton movie back in the 80s?
I don't know.
Kind of like a Mr. Mom.
What?
Yeah, he didn't.
That is not
no, but he's, he ends up becoming like a Mr. Mom, but he's a Navy SEAL.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's a combo of Navy SEALs and Mr. Mom.
Exactly.
It's a stupid movie.
Let me tell you something. If you like that Ice Cube movie, the one that was number one forever.
Are we there yet?
This one blows it out of the water. 5,000 times better.
Is that true, Marcus?
Did you see Are We There Yet?
By the way, Sarah's mantra. Every morning she gets here, starts the show at 5:30. Are we there yet? Because she wants it to be 10 o'clock,
right.
So she can cook a Jenny O turkey. Take it away, gentlemen.
I'll say it's better than that movie, but God, these movies suck. What is going on with these tough guys doing these cheesy children's flicks, man?
You know what? Tommy Lee Jones,
Ice Cube, Vin Diesel,
Kevin Smith.
What's up with you doing the Jersey Girl?
Everybody, what the hell's going on?
Why is everybody going PG-13? That's my question. Tell me why everybody's going PG-13.
That's where the chicks are.
No, it's not true. That's not true.
It's where the money is.
Is that where the money is?
That's what they tell
Passion of the Christ, R-rated.
Yes.
That's the only one.
Money.
If I had known if we could beat up Jesus and Jersey Girl and made a bunch of money, I'd have done it in a heartbeat.
I say don't sell out, dude. Don't sell out.
I love
Keep
Jesus.
It R-rated. Keep it gangster.
Gangster. That's what we should have done. Jersey Girl, R-rated, and have everyone curse at the little girl in the movie.
The point is, if you want a good family movie, heartfelt, sincere, tear-jerking at times,
then don't go see this.
Pacifier's for you.
Go see O Yeller.
Made you tear?
Yeah, oh, totally, dude. There's a scene where I had one tear run down.
1 minute!
I just want to say, in honor of Kevin Smith, I'm going to go ahead and give The Pacifier 4.5 Smiths.
Wow.
What?
That's
Let
right.
Let me ask you a question. Let's clarify. Did a single tear roll down your cheek because you realized you were watching a Vin Diesel movie?
No.
Forced to sit there and watch a Vin Diesel movie?
It's so easy it's to because make fun of him.
It is. No, he's a great actor. He's a great actor.
You're on crack.
Dude, he was in Saving Private Ryan, everybody.
So
please.
What?
Yeah, and you know how
Calm
quickly
yourself.
He was killed in Saving Private Ryan? Like, first 20 minutes, gone.
He's the most successful guy to come out of that
beach.
Movie.
What?
Matt Damon, my friend. Sir.
How about Tom Hanks?
Sure. What about Tom Hanks?
Tom Sizemore.
Sure.
Tom Sizemore. There you go.
Gets more press.
All right. He's the fourth most successful.
He's the 19th most successful. I'm sure the gaffer on that film has done a lot of great things.
45
seconds.
I'm
giving it two Aussies.
All right, beautiful people of Alice Radio, here's your review of the second movie coming out this week called The Jacket.
Oh, my God!
Starring Adrian Brody and Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley.
Now,
she's cute.
I can't really explain what this movie's
Good
about
actress.
Without giving away the entire movie.
Don't.
But just know The Jacket is a straight jacket, and it teleports you into the future.
This is one of the worst movies of 2005.
Really?
No.
Oh, my God.
It's so deep, it's not for the simpleton. If you're simple-minded and small,
I guess
you're not
I'm simple-minded and small, because I was sitting there thinking, this is a soundtrack for a suicide. I was trying to figure out, how can I open an artery right now? This movie was so brutal. You know what the bad thing is? Adrian Brody and Keira Knightley and all the people all the actors in this movie, really, really good, but the movie itself, bad. You have to be on meth or something to enjoy the movie.
Fear.com bad?
Fear.com, very close to Fear.com bad. Very close.
Wow.
Chris Christopherson is in it. Chris Christopherson.
Well, now, wait a second. Really?
Yeah.
Let me say, that's true.
Let me say this.
I still don't care.
This movie has the depth of The Village.
What's
if
the
you
depth?
Like The Village.
What's the depth? Explain the depth.
Or everyone's thinking.
Can I? It yes. looked a little bit like a Jacob's Ladder to me. Am I correct?
It's yeah.
Is
yeah.
It?
Yeah. Let but not as good.
Not nearly as good.
Not nearly as good.
You went with The Village.
He never saw Jacob's Ladder.
I know. Umar never saw. You don't have. You don't. You cannot be the movie guy.
I am.
Seen movies except for like what happened last week.
Listen. Let me just.
Umar's like I saw Hitch.
Let me say this. This everyone thinks The Jacket is a scary movie, and it's actually a love story.
It is.
Yeah, so if you want to see...
You know what? There was a movie out last year that was sold like a scary movie, but it was really a love story. Did you see this movie with Josh Hartnett called Wicker Park?
I saw it.
There's a movie that I avoided like the plague.
And you liked it.
I buy every DVD that comes out every Tuesday, so I bought it. I do. Because you never know if you're going to want to watch Joanna Mann one day.
Sure.
So I popped in Wicker Park, and lo and behold, it's a totally watchable film.
Oh.
Very well made and kind of gripping. But like, not the movie they like, sold.
But isn't it a remake of some
it's
other foreign film?
It's a remake of a foreign film, so of course it's, you know, it's got good origins, good pedigree.
I just want to present you the depth of the level of depth that you're going to get in The Jacket.
20 seconds.
Please.
This is one of the questions they present you with.
Yes.
Is it possible to break something that has already been broken?
Hey, remember that piece of crap movie, Solaris?
Oh, no, sir. The
Come
remake
on.
Or the original?
The remake.
I liked it.
That sucked
no,
so bad.
No, you didn't.
I liked Solaris.
No, you didn't.
That, dude, George Clooney, was through the whole movie, he just looked. He never spoke. He
That's
was just
right.
looking pensive
Take
through the whole
Take him off
movie.
Of that high horse you placed him on, everyone. He's off the pedestal
brutal.
Right now. He liked
Look,
Solaris.
Why did you like Solaris?
Taste in movies is subjective.
Absolutely.
I liked it. I liked the movie. I thought it was
you
kind of
You can't attack a man's character based on what he thinks of a movie.
I thought it was really interesting. Does it hold up to the original? No, but that's like saying, does the Kubrick Shining movie hold up to the Stephen King book? No, they're just two separate entities. But I liked what Steven Soderbergh did with Solaris. And I'll watch Clooney, you know, put on a bat suit. Clooney can read the phone book, and I'm there.
But he shouldn't have made this movie. That's all I'm saying. He shouldn't have made that movie.
But that's not coming out this week.
And finally, everyone, here's your review of a film called Be Cool. Now,
The Get Shorty sequel.
The Get Shorty sequel is absolutely right.
Get Shorty was a very good movie.
Yes, but it was also rated R, whereas Be Cool
was
rated
PG-13. Just about to get to that. That is probably... And I'm sitting there watching this movie going, you know what? This is cool, but something is missing. And it's the edge of the first film because it's not R-rated. I mean, bring back adult films. It's okay for 13-year-olds not to go to the freaking movies. It's all
right. You're right.
Get Shorty was a great movie. This movie would have been great if it had had all the same elements. And it had a good cast of characters. Everybody was pretty good in it.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly The Rock
and
Vince Vaughn. Incredible.
The Rock
Those
scene
guys
that
are
they
incredible.
Keep playing on TV is the one where he does a scene from Bring It On.
Yes.
That's classic.
I've seen that
Very
clip.
Funny as he
that
plays two roles and he calls it a monologue.
That's the best classic. Part of the movie. If they're showing that during the trailers, you've seen the movie, everybody.
No.
They're showing that during appearances on TV.
No,
mm-hmm.
Christina Milian is so goddamn hot.
She's hot.
And she just in here recently?
Last week.
You know, I said this to Kevin Smith on the drive-in. If you've got star power like you do in this movie, I'm talking John Travolta, The Rock, Vince Vaughn, Harvey Keitel, Uma Thurman, Danny DeVito.
Uma Thurman is a better-looking woman in person than she is in film. Film does not do her justice.
He did say that.
There's
a ride in. He did say that. I'll vouch for him. And you know what I said?
What?
Uman, take a left here.
There's no excuse. There's no excuse to not have an A-plus movie. And this movie is far from an A-plus. It is a generous matinee.
Did you enjoy it or not?
Generous. He did say that,
It was
too.
Okay. I mean, you know what?
My
it was
God, you just
free.
Tested
we were
out
in
all
L.A.
Material,
yeah, it was
all
That's
right.
That's
what he did.
He tested
you
all
were
the
his
material
sounding board.
This morning.
Vince Vaughn's the best thing about this movie.
Vince Vaughn is great. The
Vince
Rock
I
is
like
great.
Vince Vaughn.
Who else do we have in this movie? John Travolta is solid. Uma Thurman is okay.
Travolta and Thurman. Thuman. Thurman.
The problem was the bar
dancing together again for the first time since Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, and you know what? The chemistry's not even there, everyone. It's not a big deal when they dance together. It's okay. Once again, generous matinee. Yeah.
I thought it was good. I thought it was very entertaining. I thought this is the best film of the three coming out, and it'll probably be number one with Pacifier following closely.
I completely disagree.
I think Pacifier might edge it out.
Yeah. Pacifier.
It's a kid audience.
Number one this week.
Because little kids can go see it.
Tell me you agree with me, Sarah.
It's PG-13, isn't it?
Thanks so much.
Pacifier?
far as PG-13,
still,
too.
But little families can bring their kids to see it. I bet you it's number one.
It's brutal. What is going on?
Are you guys still on?
What is going on?
It's the longest 2 minutes of my life.
That's going to do it for us. Thank you so much, everybody. Go see The Pacifier. It's worth your time. Jacket good if you want to be stimulated and surprised.
Or you want an early exit from this life.
Or, but you guys missed the obvious suggestion for this week. Go rent Jersey Girl.
Go rent Jersey Girl. Why the hell not? Rent Jersey Girl.
Yeah, go watch Clerks again, everybody.
Do you get paid when people rent your videos from Blockbuster?
There's trickle down, yeah.
How much? Per video?
A couple cents.
Like 2 cents?
Yeah, but you know what? It's not about the money. So
what is it about?
It's always about money with you. It's not about money.
It's about the art.
It's about the art. It's about keeping it going. You make a movie not for the money, but to throw your message out into the void and see if anybody...
What if they rent Clerks this weekend?
I would be happy.
How about Jane Silent Bob?
I'd be even happier.
How about Daredevil?
Do
you get trickle down for that?
No.
Nothing?
No. Okay. So don't rent Daredevil.
What went wrong with the Jersey Girl? What went wrong?
What do you think went wrong? Geely. That's what went wrong with it.
What went wrong? You know, a number of things went wrong.
Nothing went wrong.
And it made money.
The movie was good. What went wrong?
I never said it was bad.
Marcus is asking what went wrong at the box office, correct? Nobody could ever say, Marcus. Nobody would ever know.
I'm asking you as a professional.
I'll tell you right now. It's Ben and Jen being an item and being way overexposed and Geely not being great and everyone crapping on that.
There's definitely a piece of that. But you know what? Here's the thing that most box office analysts don't give us props for, because the movie only made $25 million, right?
Yeah.
But that's $19 million more than what Geely made, and we had to follow Geely. So by all rights, Geely making $6 million, we should have made less than Geely, because we're like, hey, remember that movie you hated with those two people you can't stand? Here's another one that they're both in. We should have made less, but we made $19 million more.
That's because Geely didn't have the
cash. That's a positive spin.
I wasn't out there whoring Geely like unbelievably. That's how I came in to meet you guys.
I'll be honest with you. I guess I'm one of the few people, but I didn't think Geely was that bad.
I'm with you.
It was horrible.
We were saying it all
I didn't think it was that bad.
It's not that bad.
The retarded kid was hilarious.
That's awesome.
It was hilarious.
Can I ask you a super personal question?
I think people just jumped on it just because it was the fashionable thing to do, to jump on the movie.
It
took a bad bullet.
It's because Ben and Jen were way overexposed. I mean, you could not escape them, and the movie had to have been like an epic, an incredible movie for it to have gotten whatever it deserved.
Right.
Half of what it deserved. Yeah. Because everyone wanted it to fail, because everyone couldn't stand seeing them anymore.
Not near, believe me, look, rather than go out and see any of the three movies opening this week, go rent Geely and judge for yourself.
Hey, everyone.
No, rent Jersey Girl.
First.
Rent them both.
And rent them both and watch it back to back, and you'll see Jersey Girl.
Make it a Benefit double feature.
Film. You'll see the Geely's not that bad.
It's not.
Hey, everyone. It's Sarah and Kevin in the morning. Alice at 97.3. The time is 9:25. It's raining outside.
It is raining.
I
just noticed because we were so... the room was filled with sunshine while Kevin Nealon was here and Alanis Morissette was on the phone.
Aisha Tyler.
Party at the Gold Dust at 1 p.m. Maddie, you can meet Shauna.
No, she's not coming.
Charlene Rader, Rob will be there. Can I ask a personal question, Kevin Smith?
Go ahead, sir.
What's the most you've ever been paid for a script?
I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, you can't tell me on?
I don't want to tell
you. Can you tell me off and then can I go on the air with
it? No, I can't talk about it. I don't want to alienate people, but
no,
like,
it's not. Everybody knows you're a huge star.
You don't personally buy the scripts, though, right?
I don't buy the scripts. I sell them, sir.
Kevin Smith's a voting member of the Academy.
Okay, you two.
Hey, Marcus Osborne, who is...
I've just given up.
Who's this been brought to us by?
He already did that.
No, he has to do it on the out.
Salsa Tequila. Yeah,
pass the ball, ladies and gentlemen. Back to the host, the wondrous host of the show,
Sarah.
Somebody reset real quick.
You just did.
You two go.
And also, Sarah is still kind of flabbergasted by how wonderful Alanis Morissette was.
I did like that.
I mean, she wasn't surprised because she knew how cool she was, but you enjoyed that.
I did. Well, that whole hour.
Like it was Christmas.
It was.
Yeah. It was mini Christmas. Christmas 2. Should we pick up line one? Because Aaron did that lovely Volgerthon.
Yes, we should. I did mean to do that. I'm just completely disoriented at this point.
And bye, Marcus and Newman.
Goodbye, Marcus and
Newman. Why can't we sit until the commercial?
Thanks a lot, Matt.
Movie guys rocking it hard.
Go ahead, Aaron.
Your
you're
work
on.
For you.
Aaron.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Aaron. Did you do the balloons and the sign?
Yeah, my friend and I did it last night.
Why did you do that? That was so sweet.
Because you're our favorite.
Oh, you rock so hard. Well, thank you. That was a surprise.
He was only a little bit creeped out by
albeit
it.
Albeit a little creepy, I was going to say.
By the Batman balloons?
Hey, yeah,
Aaron.
They were black.
Aaron,
and
Maddie has something.
Aaron, if you come to the Gold Dust this afternoon, 1 or 2 o'clock, I'll have Kevin sign you on something.
I'll make sure you get something for your trouble.
A something. All right, thank you, Aaron. That was really weird
Thanks,
and cool.
Thanks, Aaron. Very cool. You going to Volgerthon, Aaron?
I think so.
You better after that banner and the balloons. Does anyone not know what Vulgarthon is after these 3 days?
I think that you should plug it one more time.
Vulgarthon, ladies and gentlemen, is a film festival that I am hosting five movies one night, one day, actually, from 10 a.m. in the morning till like 1 in the morning, at the world-famous Cinerama Dome in Los Angeles on Sunset Boulevard, March 28th. And you could watch movies like Chasing Amy, and we're going to do a cast and crew commentary afterwards, Q&A, that we're putting on the new Chasing Amy DVD in 2007. And you could see plenty of other movies, including a longer cut of Jersey Girl, which, you know, I know you're sitting there going, like, I hated that movie. Why would I want to watch more? Well, come and see.
See why.
Come and see. Pick up your tickets at Vulgarthon.com and ViewAskew.com. It's going to be fun. I'll be there.
Will there be food served?
People can get their own food.
It's all damn day,
I'm not
yeah.
providing it.
No,
but,
nothing.
But there, you know, snack bars there. Sure. And there's a Baja Fresh across the street.
Oh, perfect.
And there's a Jack in Box around the
way. Oh, great.
And a McDonald's right
oh,
there.
Oh, my God, I love that.
Totally. So there'll be food. There's a break in there. But it'll be good. Get quasi-celebrities, real celebrities, and lots of people that like movies.
You're
so,
saying there might even be some, you know, you don't want to drop any names.
I don't want to drop
any
names.
You know some famous people. I mean, we just talked to Lance Morissette.
Connect the dots, people. There'll be some peeps there.
There'll be some peeps.
Come on.
When we come back, we are going to play Dick, Not a Dick. That's going to be our daily game today. Yeah. I know we it would seem like we weren't going to be able to get to it, but you know what? Lo and behold, we are going to get to it.
Somehow we find the time. Are we getting out of here at 10 on the nose
Dick,
today?
I don't know.
Maybe
no.
We should.
We'll see how it goes.
Let's push it to 11. Why not?
Yes.
We'll see how it goes.
Let's see how many more people we can get call in.
Really?
Do it. Yeah. Do cold calls at the end of the show.
The problem with this show is it
cold
happens.
Cold call pickup.
It happens far too early in the morning.
I know.
Alanis, of the goodness of her heart, was like, you know, I'll call it
8:15. Right. That was crazy.
Totally. Most other people are just are you high? I don't get up till 4.
Right.
So if you move the show to, like, you know, Sarah in the evenings and put on
get
that
a lot
sexy
more.
Voice,
sure.
We get a lot of call-ins from the famous people.
I don't have the sexy music, or I'd do it right now.
I know. Good pull.
Daily Game, Dick, Not or Dick, next. Come up with a very good name, and perhaps Kevin Smith will pick you to play.
Totally.
800-400-FM97. It's Alice.
Hey, it's Webster.